We're going to get some more response to this morning's news from Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Republican of Tennessee. He's on the line. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
How did you hear the news of Zarqawi's death?
You know, I heard about it just like most Americans did today, by waking up and turning on the television and seeing it blasted across the screen. I was with the president yesterday, mid-afternoon, and we had talked, had general discussions about the importance of taking down these leaders, but at that time had no idea that we'd wake up to such great news today.
The president gave no hint of what may have been known or suspected at that moment?
No, you know, that whole province northeast of Baghdad has been a real focus in recent times, and we knew that operationally much of the leadership, Zarqawi's leadership, was coming out of that particular region, but did not know the specifics. The manhunt for him, being the number one terrorist in Iraq and indeed probably in the world, was significant, with both bounties on his head and focus of our troops. So it is not unexpected, although the specific timing, I had no idea.
You're the leader of a Senate where a lot of lawmakers are concerned because their constituents are concerned about the progress of the war in Iraq. Do you think that this piece of news will change that?
You know, because Zarqawi was the operational, not just the figurehead, but the operational leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, because Americans broadly are hungry for progress to be made there, because what they usually hear and see day in, day out is negative, in the sense that we see the sacrifices that are being paid by our men and women each and every day in communities all across America. The psychological impact of taking out the leader of it all is huge. The impact in terms of whether or not there'll be less violence there over the next few weeks or months, I personally doubt that that'll be the case. I think we'll see terrorist activity continue there with the IEDs. But long term, because of the operational control, because of the financing, it's going to have a huge practical impact.
The fact that you're expecting more violence over the next few weeks, that's an interesting development, isn't it? Because you have this—you have this pattern, don't you, in Iraq, where you'll have a piece of good news: Saddam Hussein is captured, or you have an election, and the election seems to go well, and then the violence gets worse again. That's been a consistent pattern.
No, I think that's right, and I think we will see, especially coming from the executive side of our government, we'll see a lot of caution. You know, a good step forward, a major step forward. I celebrate much more than that inside, because I do hear the classified briefings, the importance of taking out the top leadership, the great success we have had, and the fact that there is nobody that's going to be able to step up immediately into Zarqawi's operational control. They're just not there. But we will see, I think, that continued violence, and part of it might be people trying to compete for that leadership position, in part because he was not behind all of the insurgency that is going on in Iraq. Some of it is independent of that, but the fact that we've taken out this financing, the infrastructure, operational control for the majority is that huge, major step forward, and I would say it is a major watershed.
Senator, as collectively as you can put this, what is it that your colleagues want from the administration now as they pursue the next steps in the war?
Well, we're going to have a bill on the floor here in the Senate, hopefully maybe Friday or early part of next week, which will be for funding for the war on terror, for funding for our troops overseas. And it'll be about $67 billion, a lot of money. Right now, we're investing to support our troops overseas to have a stability in that part of the world where we know if there is instability, with people like Saddam Hussein at the helm or Zarqawi at the helm, that instability will affect the peace right here at home.
That was Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.